This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Lactalis, a giant French dairy products company, has had to recall more than 7,000 tons of products contaminated with salmonella. It did not alert regulators to past problems. Justice Department has effectively shuttered an Obama-era office dedicated to making legal aid accessible to all citizens, according to people familiar with this situation. The Board of the Humane Society of the United States decided to retain its longtime chief executive despite an investigation that has uncovered multiple harassment complaints against him, according to one of the board members and news media reports. The decision prompted several people on the board to resign, the board member said. BlackRock says it will not invest in any company without at least two female directors. Federal Reserve, in an unusual move, put a cap on the level of growth that Wells Fargo Bank can reach until it solves its issues and culture, which has been marked by frequent scandal. They also have ordered replacement of four of its 16 directors within the year. Today, by some estimates, less than 10% of China's population uses deodorant. A full-service funeral typically costs more than $7,000, excluding costs for cemetery plots and other related fees, but prices vary widely. 29 protesters, mainly women, have been arrested now in Iran in actions against the requirement to wear veils. The Kenyan government has defied a court order to put four private television stations back on the air, escalating a week of political tensions and raising concerns over the respect for the rule of law. Two government studies find that the risk of cell phones to health in humans is minimal, based on work with rats and mice. Lowe's became the last of the 20 largest employers in the country to offer paid parental leave. Government of India has announced a sweeping program to provide access to health care for 500 million people. Since the 1970s, American laws enacted specifically with Israel in mind have prohibited companies from taking part in boycotts of any nation unless the boycotts are sanctioned by the U.S. government. President Trump's first State of the Union address was the third longest in the last 50 years. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.